This is Tammy Sue Willie, author of A Wounded Song. When you're left to wade through the aftermath of abuse, it begs the question, now what? Thank you for joining me on my latest blog post titled, Bury the Past to Stay Alive. If you don't mind, I'm going to read the beginning of it, the introduction, and then you can continue from there. Again, the title of my post is Bury the Past to Stay Alive. If I walk into his hospital room, will sunshine beams stream through the vertical blinds of the institutional window near his bedside? Will harmonious music fill the pensive air as I'm genuinely embraced by my dad? Will he hug me while whispering, I'm sorry, honey? Will tears stream down our faces, cleansing years of meanness and ugliness from our hearts? Will his hand gently brush away these tears from my cheeks as he tells me I am his little princess after all, and that he has always loved me? What daughter wouldn't want this chance for repair? Why would I delay visiting my dad in the hospital? My willing spirit asked, what if this is the last opportunity? Isn't the deathbed where healing takes place? Maybe he would show remorse or regret or say he's sorry. Maybe he would say he's missed his kids and loves us, or maybe he would just be glad we came. It's possible he would show a small effort to impart a father's blessing that would help repair and move us forward in life. Maybe he would get emotional in a tender sort of way. At least squeak out something to show he cared. But then my willing spirit paused as my protective guard asked, why would I go at all, let alone run to his bedside? Do I have the resiliency left in my reservoir to be dismissed again? June of 1986 was the last time I had talked to my dad. Well, let's be clear, he dismissed me and my effort. January 1992, I learned my dad was in the hospital and wondered if I had any stamina left to visit. July of 1992, my aunt called. Are you okay, Tam? Is there something you forgot to tell me? I assured her I was okay and couldn't think of a thing I forgot. I asked, did I miss an event or something? She said, I ran into one of your aunts today, and she told me your dad died. He's dead? You mean you didn't know? He died March 17th, 1992.